AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is out with long-awaited guidelines for people who are fully vaccinated against the coronavirus. Here's the AP Sagar Magani.
They can get together indoors without wearing masks or social distancing and do the same with unvaccinated people from a single household as long as nobody's at risk for severe disease. That includes vaccinated grandparents visiting healthy grandkids.
With more and more people getting vaccinated each day, we are starting to turn a corner.
CDC Chief Rochelle Walensky calls it a first step toward restoring normalcy. Still, with only about 9% of the population fully vaccinated, she's recommending those who have been keep wearing masks and social distancing in public. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden visits people getting vaccinated at a Veterans Administration Medical Center in Washington.
Hey, folks, how are you? Sit down. Good to see you all.
Biden also renewed his pledge to eliminate sexual assault and harassment in the military. Women marching in New York to mark International Women's Day say Governor Andrew Cuomo has to resign.
He holds the highest office in the state, and therefore he should be held to the highest standard.
Former acting U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York, June Kim, and employment lawyer Ann Clark have been appointed by New York Attorney General Letitia James to investigate sexual harassment allegations against Governor Andrew Cuomo. Several women accuse Cuomo of making inappropriate comments and, in some cases, giving them uncomfortable hugs or unwanted kisses. Cuomo has said some allegations are false, but he has apologized for banter in the office that some women interpreted as flirting. Separately, Cuomo's catching heat for withholding data on COVID-19 deaths among nursing home patients. Assembly Republicans said Monday they intend to propose articles of impeachment. I'm Mike Gracia.
This is AP News. Two men wanted in the assault on the Capitol in January arrested over the weekend, including one who is said to have been a bodyguard for longtime Trump political confidant Roger Stone. Baseball fans in Chicago celebrate.
Mayor Lori Lightfoot says the city is moving closer to coronavirus recovery. On opening day, the White Sox and the Cubs can play with 20% of the seats filled. That's about 8,000 fans each, which includes Wrigley Field in Nelson Gonzalez's neighborhood.
For everybody, it's been super rough, you know, being enclosed in the house for month and month. I know that people are ready to go out.
His wife, Anna, is a little concerned.
Because everything is a little fast that we're going back to normal, but it's also exciting and positive.
Masks will be required at the parks. Cash will not be accepted. Food will be limited to individually packaged items. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.